Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Yeah, I remember when I was talking about playing this in Brazil. I remember playing it in Brazil, and now it's back live from my Brooklyn studios, where the Lakers are playing the Brooklyn Nets. LeBron James is inching closer toward one of the greatest Lakers of all time, Kobe Bryant, a 77-70 lead as they start the third quarter. And LeBron, 40-odd points away, 44, I believe it is. Was it 45? For surpassing Kobe as the third all-time scorer in history of NBA basketball. How fittingly, and he would do it as a Laker. Eli Manning, he says he's going to retire. And Derek Sanderson Jeter was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, missed by one vote. How in the world did Derek Jeter miss by one vote? How in the world did Mariano Rivera get 100% and Jeter not? It's just ridiculous. I mean, how did one person not vote? But I'll tell you how one person didn't vote for him, because I think Ali once said one time in America, when you're black, no matter how famous you are, how rich you are, how intelligent you are, how much a philanthropist you are, eyes of white America, always just another nigga. As much as Jeter was admired, he was despised. He used to get hate mail. Never talked about it because his class and character didn't allow it to happen. For dating white girls. But he's half white. But a girl he once dated said, in America, when you're black and mixed with any other nationality, you're black. 5-time world champion. Captain of the greatest team in baseball history. 14-time All-Star. 5-time Gold Glove. 5-time Silver Slugger. How did Derek Jeter not get 100%? Easy. Moments like this that make you realize all black and white. It's ludicrous. 23 guys in before Willie Mays. 23 guys in before Willie Mays. 9 for Hank Aaron. Eli Manning steps down. Hall of Famer? Not my book. But in today's market, you'll get in. We'll talk more of that in a minute. You'll open up. Song of grace and honor to God. Leila Hathaway and Rick Whalen. That's what I do. Doc Stanley, Sports Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God. It is a Thursday. Eli Manning retires. Press conference tomorrow. Derek Jeter gets in. with Larry Johnson, deservedly. And LeBron James, which is closer, becoming the third highest scorer in history, professional basketball history. For now, it's time. Good willing. This is what I do. Doc Stanley, Sports and Dev. Doc is back. Back in the Big Apple, New York City. USA legendary scribe and sportscaster in Melbourne, Doc Stanley is back in New York City, returning from his beloved Fortaleza, Brazil. He's back in time to see a friend again, elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Derek Sanders Jr. See a giant great depart, Eli Manning. See the NBA's top rookie, Zion Williamson, play like the mortal. Not to mention to also help his beloved mother, Vivian, and a great cigar for her 91st birthday. Time to catch the king. LeBron James surpassed the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, going to third place all time scoring. Listen to do it as a lake. It's what I do. Listen to it.
Like you, it's 'cause you're mine. On Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network, with Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, call tidy issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And a little music dedicated to my mother, who just celebrated her 91st birthday on January 21st. I always love my mama. I ain't got a choice. Judas, we get way back in the day. Birthday this month, Jackie Robinson is the money of the 31st, Ali the 17th. 15th, Dr. King, 16th, Roy Jones Jr., Buddy McGriff with Ali the 10th, George Foreman the 12th, Joe Frazier 11th, Eileen to 25th, St. Tariq 88th, nephew and Lord, here goes the 6th, right now, Mommy, dedicated to you, girl, Intruders, always love my mama, Vivian, how would you? hug him up. I'm live here on Sports Net Block Talk Radio. Sister Girl, they want to say,
man, was we crazy? Yeah, man, remember that Delta fella, so excited.
He's drinking that wine.
Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Better than that. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? And batteries?
We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, bro, what color was you coming today?
That Tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But Dick is here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. That's mom.
Man,
mom.
Say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And
right.
You go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
Pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, buddy. I know where your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Sounds of my mama. This is Dr. with Anisha Stacy, live in studio, meeting mama. Always love her. Especially she's blessed to have a great one like we were.
Mm-hmm.
Our new closing theme.
I don't know, mama.
Lost Penny.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: in God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God." and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny and place in me your trust.
Happening. Lakers 3-point lead, closing minutes of the third quarter against the Nets here in Brooklyn. And once again, I was with my mama, dedicated to my mother, Vivian Pauline Howard, who had another birthday this month. Her 91st birthday. We also. Take a moment or two to Marvin Gaye, as always, used to say before we go on our way. Mr. Gaye.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live
for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live. The children, oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, save the babies.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Family. Take it away, good Doc.
Big sisters in town with my niece. They should get ready to run. They run in, run out. No question, Derek Jeter is a Hall of Famer, and he should have got a unanimous vote. You can put Mariano Rivera in, a guy who comes in at the end of the game, maybe pitches 5 minutes. Jeter. Nobody should have been in 100% ahead of Willie Mays. Eli Manning, if you have to discuss if he's a Hall of Famer or not, he ain't. He'll get in because of today's Hall of Famers are just not all Hall of Famers. And now, collage with the pitcher Pee Wee Reese along with Derek. Pee Reese is a Hall of Famer, shortstopper with the Dodgers, as was Phil Rizzuto. Both guys are not, in my estimation, Hall of Famers. Definitely not in the same class with Jeter. Pitcher of A-Rod, Nomar Garcia, and Jeter, it was a foregone conclusion that at one time that all of them was going to be Hall of Famers. But, hey. A-Rod is maybe get there down the line. Nomar is not going to get there. And Derek is there. But it's ironic. The three amigos at one time was just foregone. Nomar had won a batting title. A-Rod had won a batting title. Come to think of it, yeah. I know A-Rod had won a batting title, a home run title, a horde of MVPs. Derek didn't win an MVP. But there was just a consensus one time that those guys were all going to be Hall of Famers. And the one guy that had most hits by a right-handed batter in baseball history, Derek Sanderson Jeter. And I said this before, and I'll have no qualms in saying it again. Derek Jeter is second to none as a player or a person. Everything Joe DiMaggio was supposed to be, everything Mickey Mantle wasn't. Wow. Doc Stanley's word of wit and wisdom, and... You know, number two with Apple Pro, because Jeter was second to none as a player and as a person. The greatest shortstop in the history of the Yankees, who had some of the elite ones. Rizzuto, who won the MVP, and Kubek, who was an outstanding shortstop. Tom Tresh, who won the Rookie of the Year at shortstop, put him in left field, made a great catch in the World Series against Willie Mays that won the World Series. Seventh game for the Yankees as the Giants fell short in a game that people wondered why Felipe Alou didn't come home on a double hitting the right field. Just could have tied the game. Best they say is history. Doc Stanley Sports and Depth Block Talk Radio and Trust and Government Network. Larry Hardesty closes out. But as we do, we give you a synopsis of our theme. And then Larry says, good night. Short show. Just congratulating Jeter, making the Hall of Fame. Eli, great career as a Giant, but a guy that got his team to the playoffs 6 times out of 16. Don't see as a lead quarterback. Shouldn't have been MVP of either Super Bowl, as it was a catch made by Tyree that won that game, and Manningham's great catch along the sideline on the ball that was going out of bounds. So, but sometimes it's so often in our country, it's not so much that you're the right guy as long as you're the white guy. Doc Stanley Sports and the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Our closing scene. Doc Stanley, back in the Big Apple. USA. His name is Scribe, sportscaster, Melvin Doc Stanley is back in New York City, returning from his beloved Fourth of Laser. It's back in time to see a friend again get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, Derek Sanderson Jeter, the giant great Bart Manning, top rookie Zion Williamson, played like an immortal. Mentioned who also helped beloved mother Vivian Baseball Guard celebrate her 91st birthday. Time to catch the king, LeBron James, surpassed not Kobe Bryant. Oh, it's his third place. Y'all been as a Laker. What's the tip? Award winning and iconic radio show hosted by Doc and his possibly once again hit USA Airways after five shows, live from both São Paulo, largest city in both Brazil and South America. Place of Brazil, capital city, state of CI. 13 years of female college basketball this season faced UConn tonight. They have combined on 19 NCAA championships. UConn won that game. See, lots of words with wisdom. Forgive, don't forget, because they may or will try again. Must be prepared to both not allow it to happen again, or that it happened prior, never happened. Came back on yesterday and for tomorrow shows both no respect, appreciation today. Being at the best be two different things, times. In Derek Jeter, Derek and Peter, second to none, the player or person, everything Jordan Magic was supposed to be, was. Everything or wasn't. Not standing sports to that block that video. I've been at work. To be safe in the bottom of my heart. Bless you all. Bless you, God.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
And we will close out tonight. A salute to my mother as the one of the great groups out of Philly. This song that just became a classic for Mother's Day, too. Okay. In recognition of my mother's 95th birthday and not the great mother that she is, we'll close out once again with a song that we so often use during Mother's Day. I think a lot of people use that song, too. On Mother's Day, but we're going to close out tonight's show with the Intruders. Always love my mama. Happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
See, man, was we crazy?
Yeah, man, remember that Delta fellas, little Sonny.
And drinking that wine,
remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it, man.
Better say, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal the hubcaps off the cars.
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, bro, what color was you coming today?
That Tesla line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But Dick is here.
Yes.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
What's your mama say? She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And right. You go to jail.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I know your mommy cooked them good home cooked bits today.
Mr. Green?
Oh, man. Hey.
Boy, your mama just cooked her.
Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley. Oh, what a blessing she's been to all who know her. And never more so her beloved children, Melvin, Helen, James, and Teresa. We love you, Mommy. Happy birthday. Oh, we thank you so much for being a great mother, great leader, example. Max Daly, Sports Step Authentic Radio, Justin Garvey Network, live. Goes in New York City, and we'll give you a live update on the Lakers against the Brooklyn Nets. Let's go live. LeBron James, fifth most triple-doubles in NBA history, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, his 91st triple-double, the fifth most in NBA history as he continues to climb the ladder of success, going toward now to be the third highest score in history of professional basketball, and they have a slight lead. That's in Brooklyn. We'll give you an update before we close.
Yeah, I'll be here tonight.
Say good night, and we'll give you the last update on the Lakers and the Nets live from Brooklyn as LeBron James, now number 5 all-time in assists, and it's a 117-96 lead right now for the Lakers, who look like they're closing in on another win and a sweep of New York City. Knicks last night and the Nets tonight. Doc Stanley, sports at Block Talk Radio, Trust in God Network, leaving you with this last thought. Trust in God. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time on Sports and Death, Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.